Quantum by Manjeet Kumar, continued, Disc 3. It was a French civil engineer who followed Young in stepping out of Newton's shadow. Augustin Fresnel, 15 years his junior, independently rediscovered interference and much else of what Young, unknown to him, had already done. However, compared to the Englishman, Fresnel's elegantly designed experiments were more extensive, with the presentation of results and accompanying mathematical analysis so impeccably thorough that the wave theory started to gain distinguished converts by the 1820s. Fresnel convinced them that the wave theory could better explain an array of optical phenomena than Newton's particle theory.
He also answered the long-standing objection to the wave theory, light cannot travel around corners.
It does, he said. However, since light waves are millions of times smaller than sound waves, the bending of a beam of light from a straight path is very, very small and therefore extremely difficult to detect. A wave bends only around an obstacle not much longer than itself. Sound waves are very long and can easily move around most barriers they encounter. One way to get opponents and skeptics to finally decide between the two rival theories was to find observations for which they predicted different results. Experiments conducted in France in 1850 revealed that the speed of light was slower in a dense medium such as glass or water than in the air. This was exactly what the wave of light predicted, while Newton's corpuscles failed to travel as fast as expected. But the question remained, if light was a wave, what were its properties? Enter James Clerk Maxwell and his theory of electromagnetism. Born in 1831 in Edinburgh, Maxwell, the son of a Scottish landowner, was destined to become the greatest theoretical physicist of the 19th century. At the age of 15, he wrote his first published paper on a geometrical method for tracing ovals. In 1855, he won Cambridge University's Adams Prize for showing that Saturn's rings could not be solid, but had to be made of small, broken bits of matter. In 1860, he instigated the final phase of the development of the kinetic theory of gases, the properties of gases explained by maintaining that they consisted of particles in motion. But his greatest achievement was the theory of electromagnetism. In 1819, the Danish physicist Hans Christian Oersted discovered that an electric current flowing through a wire deflected a compass needle. A year later, the Frenchman François Arago found that a wire carrying an electric current acted as a magnet and could attract iron filings. Soon his compatriot André-Marie Ampère demonstrated that two parallel wires were attracted towards one another if each had a current flowing through it in the same direction. However, they repelled each other if the currents flowed in the opposite directions. Intrigued by the fact that a flow of electricity could create magnetism, the great British experimentalist Michael Faraday decided to see if he could generate electricity using magnetism. He pushed a bar magnet in and out of a helix coil of wire and found an electric current being generated. The current ceased whenever the magnet was motionless within the coil.